Welcome to the show today, where we are going to discuss rubbish. How do you deal with your rubbish? Here in Dolby City, we have a new green initiative for dealing with household waste. It's quite an interesting idea. I've got a number of rubbish bins. I have a food scraps bin, a general rubbish bin, paper recycling bin, a green waste bin, and a glass bin.
Yeah, that's a lot of bins.
Yeah, it is.
How do you even use all those bins?
So the food scraps go in the food waste bin, and it gets collected every week.
Oh, maggots.
Excuse me?
Maggots. That's why Dolby City has so many flies about at the moment.
Yeah, possibly. So in my recycling bin, I can put in paper, cardboard, and plastic that is either type 1 or type 2.
Which types of plastic?
Yeah, so type 1 is polyethylene terephthalate, and type 2 is a sort of a high-density polyethylene.
Well, what's the rest then?
I'm not sure what they are, but they just go in the general rubbish.
So wait, you sort your plastic by going around looking for a number?
Yes, it's mainly bottles and containers that go in, but not the lids.
What are the lids made of?
The same thing, I would imagine.
Why are they separated then?
I'm not sure, but I know that cans can be recycled too, but also not the lids.
And lids?
Yeah, they're made of the same thing as the tins. In my recycling, I can't put in glass, food scraps, garden waste, soft plastics, compostable items, clothing, or toys.
So then everything else goes into the general waste?
No, glass goes in the glass bin, but it can't be broken and it must be clean.
Uh-huh.
Garden waste goes into the garden waste bin, but not certain plants like there's flax, bamboo, pampas, palm, or cabbage tree leaves.
So once you have that sorted, everything else goes into the general waste.
Not exactly. So let's recap. No food scraps.
Yep, food scrap bin.
No recyclables.
Yep, except the lids.
Yeah, and no garden waste.
But you could dump all your flax, bamboo, pampas, palm, and cabbage tree leaves.
Yeah,
then.
And also no hot ashes and no liquid either.
What would happen if I put the hot ashes and liquid? Surely the liquid would cool the hot ashes and the ash would absorb the liquid.
Yeah, it's true. Look, instead of being difficult, tell me, what do you do with your rubbish?
Nah, I just burn it at night in a 44-gallon drum. Bit of petrol, boom.
Aren't you concerned about, you know, global warming?
Nah, I offset my carbon.
So you plant a tree every time you burn?
Not exactly. I just make an effort not to cut my lawns very often.
I'm not sure if that's exactly the same thing. But if you're one of our listeners this evening, if you have a bit of a rubbish story, give us a call on 0800 Dolby. The lines will be open straight after this ad. Dolby City Library. We don't have very many books. The churches burnt them years ago. We have some time left. It's a good place for crime study. Maybe a magazine. We're not open on the weekend. It's a cool place to be seen.
Christ almighty, Dylan. Is that the advert for Dolby City Library?
Yeah, I don't know when the last time you went to the library was, but it's true, they've only got Dan Brown.
Yeah, that sounds about right, Dylan.
No, I understand. That's Sandy from our sales department. She says that basically we've got to take any ads we can possibly get to fund the show.
Bro, I'll sell my soul to get this show up and running.
Yeah, it's not a good situation, but what choice do we have? It's rubbish. And speaking of rubbish, we released a new album, the Dolby Brothers' new album, last week. The album wasn't rubbish. It was a good album, eh?
Yeah, it's great, but it's a funny time to mention it when we're talking about rubbish, right?
But where I was going with this is, you know, like we're probably the greatest band in Dolby City, and you'd think you go down to Dolby City Records and they would have our album there. But I know. Let's have a listen.
So I was feeling self-indulgent. The Dolby Brothers had just released their latest album and wanted to see it in the record store in the flesh. I thought I would pop down to Dolby City Records and have a look.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hi, I just thought, I wonder if I could listen to the latest Dolby Brothers album.
The Doobie Brothers?
No, the Dolby Brothers. They're a local band. They released an album today.
I'm just too obscure for you. I'm just too obscure for you. I'm just too obscure for you.
Hang on, I will take a look.
Yeah, so I was standing around for a while and finally they came back.
No, nothing here.
Oh, okay, so it's just come out, so it might be around the back somewhere.
Okay, I will have a look in the storeroom.
So I waited again for quite a while.
Here you go. I found these tapes in a box.
No, that came out in 95. That's Dolby Disco.
Sorry, that is all we have.
But our discography is huge.
I'm just too obscure for you. I'm just too obscure for you. I'm just too obscure for you. Too obscure for you. Too obscure for me. Too obscure for everybody. Gotta set the music free. Too obscure for radio. Too obscure for charts. Too obscure for mainstream. So obscure it's art. Too obscure for Spotify. Too obscure for bucks. Too obscure for media. You won't find us in a catalog.
Oh, Dylan, I used to love popping to the record shop, eh? On the way home from work, just £4 in your pocket, whatever, pop in, buy the latest single. Good old days. Show my age a bit, though, eh?
Alright, caller one, you're on air.
Hi, do you know that one of the main industries in Dolby City is the importation and processing of styrofoam?
Yeah, I did actually, and I also know that most countries banned in the 80s or are currently under the slow process of phasing it out at the moment.
Correct. I work at the processing plant.
Right, that must be fascinating work. What's your role?
I look after the worms.
The worms?
Yes, we use 112 tons of mealworms to process the styrofoam.
So they eat it?
Yes.
So that can't be good for the worms.
No, it is. One of them is one of our founding worms. She is over 30 years old.
And she's in good health?
Very. She is actually beginning to evolve. She has begun to develop legs and can play rudimentary games.
Okay, so you play games with her?
Yes, just games like Snap or Snakes and Ladders. I usually win, though.
So sometimes she beats you?
Only when she tries to distract me.
Right, so how does she do that?
She talks to me.
Talks to you?
Not talking like we are. Telepathy. I hear her voice in my head and she answers my thoughts.
Okay, so and what sort of things does she say?
Oh, just normal things like, what are you watching on TV at the moment? And weather. Stuff like that.
Okay. Now look, thanks for your call. I'm going to have to take another caller. Caller 2, you're on air.
I want to talk about what the Dolby City Council is doing with alien rubbish.
Right. You want to talk about alien rubbish?
Yes.
Right, because I'd actually like to talk about normal rubbish if I could. Like overflowing bins, what we do with the rubbish in the future, how we can better recycle, that sort of thing.
I want to talk about alien rubbish, though.
Look, I understand that. I don't have a problem with alien rubbish, whatever that might be. It's just I'm really struggling here to create an engaging talkback show about real issues here in Dolby City. I'm trying to create a show that I can unite the city through, like, robust discourse about current issues and events. I'm trying to build some sort of momentum and create a sense of community through radio.
Dolby City is part of Area 51.
Fuck it. Okay, go on.
I live down by the pier, and about once a month, usually at around 2 a.m., a military convoy will turn up, followed by trucks. They haul these cylindrical objects off the trucks and onto ships. Then they sail off and dump it in the harbour.
Right, so someone, government or whatever, is dumping UFOs into Dalby Harbour.
Yes, I have been on this case for years.
Right, that's admirable. So where do these cylindrical objects come from?
Well, here's the deal.
Okay.
There is this coalition of planets.
Mm.
Some are in our galaxy and some are in other galaxies.
Right.
Basically, when their spacecraft start getting too old and costly to run, they have to decommission them.
Of course.
They are tricky to store, as they can be a bit temperamental, given that they are fueled by elements that enable them to fly at the speed of light.
Yeah.
You can't just dump them in space and have them floating around when you are travelling in and out of wormholes.
Of course.
So this group of planets struck up a deal with our governments to dump their ships here.
Yeah.
As payment, we get to strip off any technology that we like and try to re-engineer it, if we can.
Mm.
They used to take them to Area 51, but they ran out of room.
Of course, here we go. So Dalby City is part of a intergalactic spacecraft decommissioning deal.
Pretty much. If you don't believe me, have a look at the sides of the road around Dalby City. They used to bury them there years ago and cover them with bitumen. But a lot of that has eroded away, exposing the evidence. Eventually they ran out of road, so they started to dump them in the ocean.
Right, so what you're actually talking about is drain pipes.
That is what they want you to think they are.
Alright, thank you. I'm going to take another caller. Caller 3, you're on air.
Hi. The problem in Dalby City is not the rubbish, but the rats that live amongst it.
Right, yeah, admittedly there are a lot of rats in Dalby City.
Not where I live.
Oh, that's great news. So you managed to, like, poison them, get rid of them or something?
No, I used something much better.
Alright, go on.
Well, the best way to get rid of rats is to first catch two of the biggest males that you can find. I use a big cage baited with food.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put them in a big drum or a barrel for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Two males locked together will be very aggressive, and eventually they will get hungry. The strongest one will eventually murder the weaker one, and then begin to eat it.
Mm.
It is important to wait until the strongest rat has completely devoured the other rat, then let it get real hungry again. In a couple of weeks it will have lost its mind. When you finally release it, the psychopathic rat will go on a killing rampage and annihilate all the other male rats in the neighborhood. I have not seen a rat around my place for days.
Great. Well, I'm sure that works for you. It's a good solution to the rat problems, all except for the large cannibalistic rat allowed to freely mate with all the female rats. Thanks for your call. I think we're going to go to an ad break. Your pizza at Power Pizza on Wednesdays and Thursdays, half price.
The sound for Song of the Week.
Right, our song this week is Don't Judge Me by the Dalby Brothers. Thanks for listening tonight. Don't forget to tune in next week where we're going to look at the topic of the shit things that happen to you on a daily basis. See you next week.
Dalby, I can see quite a few bottles in your recycling this week.
What did you say?
I can see you have had a bit to drink.
No. It's not what it looks like, actually.
Well, it looks full to me.
That's probably because I forgot to put it out last week.
I'm pretty sure you did.
Oh, no, that'll be my wife. She orders this organic Fijo juice from Nelson.
Okay.
Oh, it's tasty. You should try it. It's sweet and it's nice.
Don't excuse me, I'm drinking too much. I've got a lot of shit. Relax in the comfort of my
It's my comfort, it's my way. I'll only show you on recycling day.
Judge me, judge you. Judge me, judge you. Judge me, judge you. Judge me, judge you.
Why do you judge me? Why don't you love me? Do you just think of having a body? Not an alcoholic, look like a mama. You just don't drink that much gin or tonic. Beer must cause is your diagnosis. Why do you study me with interest? Really just living, glass and giving, giving the glass back to you.